Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Jim Preeb with Warren County Conservation about ice fishing safety.
Colder temperatures are here for people wanting to go ice fishing. What should they keep in mind as if they want to go out and catch some fish?
Well, the Iowa DNR recommends 4 inches of good, strong, clear ice as a minimum for ice fishing and 5 inches for snowmobiles. Important to keep in mind always that every piece of water is different, might have a spring underneath it, might have water flowing into it somewhere. So the user needs to go out and check that ice on a regular basis and make sure it's good and strong before they go out on the ice.
How should I go about checking for that and testing for that if maybe I've never gone before?
You should use an ice auger, check the ice by the shore, and as you progress down the shoreline or out into the pond itself or the lake itself, always make sure you're continually checking because the ice depth will vary from one part of a body of water to another.
Just kind of what would you say about what is an appropriate time in terms of how long I should wait after we've seen some of the freezing temperatures for a while? Early December is not really it, but what time frame am I looking at here?
It depends from year to year how the weather goes, how much snow we've had, because a little bit of ice on a lake and then snow on top provides insulation and the ice doesn't build near as quickly as if we just have cold weather without snow cover. So it's really hard to say. That's one of the things I always tell people when they call and ask if the ice is safe. I can't give you the answer to that question. I can give you the parameters you need to look for.
Where should I go to maybe find that information in terms of who would be able to say, hey, we're saying it might be okay, but you should still double check?
Yeah, any of your bait dealers that deal with the materials to ice fish with will usually have a good idea. And I can tell you what it's like, or the conservation officer or any of our staff might be able to give you a good idea. But the ultimate responsibility for making sure that ice is safe for you to fish on or whatever activity you want to take part in, that's up to the individual user.
All right, let's say I did go out onto the ice and I start to hear it cracking, or maybe I feel a little bit unsafe. What should I do?
Well, the first thing to do would be to get off the ice. Although when it's really cold, the ice will pop and crack as it expands because it's forming ice, but it just depends on the conditions. Always need to be aware of the conditions that are around you when you're on the ice.
What are some other safety tips I should keep in mind if maybe the ice is thick enough, but I'm out there ice fishing? What else should I keep in mind?
First thing you should do is tell someone where you're going when you anticipate being back. You should usually take somebody with you so that you've got somebody to rely on if an issue would come up. And you need to take safety gear with you. First aid kit, ice picks, rope. Your cell phone is a very important piece of safety gear. So make sure you're taking things with you that can help you if you get in a situation where something happens.
What are some of the most common emergencies that you have seen or you have to deal with, or what are some of the biggest mistakes people make if they're going out ice fishing?
One would be not taking someone with them. The second one would be not telling somebody where they're going. So if you don't show up when you're supposed to be home and nobody knows where to go look for you, you've got a real big problem.
How do you coordinate with local emergency services when there is an issue that needs to be dealt with in terms of maybe someone's fallen through the ice or maybe the ice cracks and someone is trapped? I guess, what are some of the channels that people should go through and that you could go through?
Well, it's not really within our responsibility list, but if there was an issue and the conservation officer or the sheriff's office or anyone actually called us and asked us to help or provide equipment, we would certainly do that.
All right. Just to recap, how thick should the ice be and what should people know before they go ice fishing?
You need 4 inches of good, strong ice to support ice fishermen as the season progresses, or if we have a little warm snap, we may have 4 inches of soft ice. That's not going to be good enough. So it changes day by day. What was good yesterday might not be good today.
And just if, let's say it's below freezing for a while, I think the ice is good, and then all of a sudden it gets to around 30 degrees, 32 degrees, what should I keep in mind?
Well, you're not going to lose much ice at 30 or 32 degrees, even on a sunny day, although it will change the nature of the ice a little bit. But always test it every single time out. Even if you went ice fishing yesterday and the ice was great and you're going back out today because you had a really good day yesterday and the temperature's 20 degrees and cloudy, still test the ice every single time.
Once again, that was Jim Preeb with Warren County Conservation discussing ice fishing safety. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.